The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keely from 3LW slept with how many members of B2K? Lady Gaga sends Madonna some love. What's that new Travis Barker tattoo? Kylie's baby name is not what it seems, and we give you an update on all of our charts. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, January 23rd.
Did you ever date Raz B from B2K?
Date is a loose word. I wouldn't give that definition. I think I said entanglement.
Keely Williams of 3LW is reflecting on her hoe days. Her words, not mine, and we are here for it.
I'm getting a little tired of your broken promises, promises. Looking at your pages, seeing different numbers and numbers.
Keely Williams told Carlos King that she hooked up with three members of B2K.
But all of them except for Omari. Everybody has their hoe days. Let them have them. We can look back on them days when we're older and be like, yeah, I was out there thotting.
Oh, and it gets even juicier.
Keely, Fizz, J-Book, Raz B at the same damn time?
Only one time. That's only a one-time thing.
Hey, you do you, boo. Ain't no shame in the game.
We're all about female empowerment, baby.
Queens support queens. Lady Gaga sent love to Madonna, but what does it mean? You remember that one time in pop culture history where it was Born This Way versus Express Yourself? Well, thank goodness that is in the past, and our faves are thriving. Madonna just announced her celebration tour, and it already sold massive numbers, and she went online to share thanks.
I don't take any of this for granted. I feel like the luckiest girl in the world. And I'm so grateful for all of your support.
And Lady Gaga jumped in the comments section to support, saying, "We love you, M. We die. Will these two ever collab on a track? We need more of this ASAP." Diplo also wanted to be involved, commenting, "You better book me for after party." 2023 will be a great time to be a stan of Mad. Seems Kourtney Kardashian is keeping a close eye on her husband Travis Barker after the drummer got some new ink.
No way, no, I need the broken hearted. Oh no, look at the mess we started.
Travis Barker added to his tattoo collection, and his newest appears to be another tribute to wife Kourtney Kardashian. In a photo series posted to Instagram, the Blink-182 member shared several images, including a close-up of his upper leg with what looks like Kourtney's eyes staring right at us. He captioned the series, "Oh, hey there." This isn't Travis's only ink in honor of his wife. Back in 2021, just a few months after making it IG official they were dating, Kourtney posted a pic of her name spelled out on Barker's chest.
And just a month later, Travis let Kourtney tattoo "I love you" onto his arm.
Kylie Jenner has revealed the name of her and Travis Scott's son, but the internet is thinking she may change it again. Kylie posted pics of her baby boy, formerly known as Wolf, on Insta, revealing his new name, Air, spelled A-I-R-E. She confirmed the pronunciation in the comment section of a fan account. The name is similar in theme to her daughter Stormy, but some folks on the internet think she may change it after finding out what A-I-R-E means in Arabic.
It means my Arabic. They named their kid after a penis.
Thanks to Maddie Fodd for that translation. Every tutor had a good laugh over the weekend. Meanwhile, Kylie is out and about in France for Paris Fashion Week, looking fashionably unbothered. If you love the name, so do we. SZA stays strong on the Billboard 200, and which music queen has won the battle for the Hot 100? SZA's album SOS has logged a sixth week at the top of the Billboard 200 albums chart. SOS has the most weeks at number one among R&B albums since Usher's Confessions in 2004.
These are my confessions, just when I thought I said all I can say, my shit on the side.
But what about the album's standout hit, Kill Bill?
I might kill my
It's in a battle for number one on the Hot 100, up against Shakira's revenge anthem. Taylor's eight-week number one anti-hero, and the song that's got everybody feeling like they just went through a breakup, even if they're perfectly happy. Miley grabbed the number one spot with Flowers. Well, we'll find out tomorrow due to some processing delays.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.